Former Seattle Public Schools official Silas Potter pleaded guilty Monday to 36 counts of theft for directing more than $168,000 in school district funds to a dummy company he controlled. Potter's plea came 2 days after he was arrested for failing to appear at a March pretrial hearing. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports.
Silas Potter was head of two Seattle school district programs that awarded contracts to minority and woman-run small businesses and nonprofit organizations. Two state audits since 2011 found the programs awarded questionable contracts to local businesses, organizations, and individuals totaling $3.1 million. Auditors found two of the businesses that received district contracts appeared to have been created to funnel $250,000 in public money to Potter and two associates. The discovery led to the firing of Superintendent Maria Goodloe Johnson, and it cast a cloud over some prominent local leaders and organizations that benefited from district contracts. Appearing in King County Superior Court, Potter pleaded guilty to 30 counts of first-degree theft and 6 counts of second-degree theft. Potter faces a sentence of 43 to 57 months in prison and must pay restitution. He's set to be sentenced June 21st alongside co-defendant Lori K. Sorensen. She pleaded guilty last June to one count of first-degree theft. A third co-defendant, David A. Johnson, is set to stand trial on the same charges as Potter on May 13th. As part of his plea agreement, Potter must testify at Johnson's trial. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.